Continuing, paragraph Mem Gimel. V'seh Shomar David, and this is what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ki oni ve'evyo inanoichi, v'libi chola bekirbi, kitzel kinetoisoi nehelochti. David HaMelech refers to himself as a poor, impoverished person, and my heart is a void inside of me, and I walk like the shadow, like the shade that's going away. Upirish Rashi, kitzel kinetoisoi la'iserev, that this is referring to the afternoon, the end of the afternoon towards evening. She'oz uzman tfilas ha-mincha. Ki David b'chinas tshuva, k'moy shom razal, because we know that David HaMelech is the symbol of tshuva. As the Gemara says in Avodah Zorah, lo yehoyo David roi lo isa maisa, that David HaMelech wasn't really capable of doing what happened with Bathsheba the way it appears. Elo kedei lohoyrois tshuva. The reason why that whole incident had to play itself out the way it did was so that David HaMelech could be an example for tshuva for generations. So David HaMelech represents tshuva, number one. Vehu bechinas tefila. And David HaMelech also represents tefila. Bechinas, as he says in Tehillim, va'ani tefila. I am tefila. As Rabben Zal mentions in the chapter on the Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, because we know that the main tshuva is through tefila, as we discussed earlier. Kuy mochem dvorim v'shuvu el Hashem. Ve'ikra tshuva shi'at tefila hu bebechinas tefila samincha shehi leiserev. And the essence of tshuva and tefila is especially the mincha time. Shehi bechinas tefila loni, bechinas korban oni shemincha, which is the concept of the tefila loni that it says in Tehillim, which refers to the korban of the poor man, which is the korban mincha. Ki ikra tshuva hi al yidei bechinas kitzel kinetoisoi. Now Rabbeinu Zal focuses on this pasuk that he quoted before from Tehillim, because the main tshuva corresponds to the concept of the afternoon when the day is leaving. Shehodom tzorich losim elibay b'chol yoim, shehayoim yifne, hashemesh yovoy v'yifne. Rav Nosnel says, every Jew has to think every day that the day is moving away, the day is leaving, and the sun is leaving, as we say in the tefillah of Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, towards the end of the day. V'chein kol yomov him kitzel oiver, and our life is like a fleeting shadow. Like a fleeting, exactly, like the shade of the afternoon that goes away. Ubifrat kisheroya umeven biatzmoi mashena seimoi, and especially when a person analyzes what's going on with them. Veroya shahadas shubchinas oyer hashemesh mistalik mimenu alidei riboy avanoisov, and the person comes to the realization that their true sechel, which corresponds to the light of the sun, is leaving them or has left them as a result of their many sins. Shemachmazehu oni menadas, because of that, he doesn't have the true full sechel. Rak sheyesh lo yezer eshimu unekuda meadas, but rather the only person has a little bit, a little trace, a little drop of the true sechel. Shaydeze yesh belibo yadayin eze hisoyrus lo shel Hashem yizborach, which is what gives the person a little bit of an impetus and an inspiration that they feel in their heart to want to come close to Hashem. Al yidei sheshemei adayin koil hakruz v'haramozim sheshem yizborach koiro yumramez leiloshuv, by the fact that the person still hears the hints and the call of Hashem reaching out to him and hinting to him to do tshuva. V'tzorich losum eliboy sherak ato yeshloy eis lemaher limolet al nafshoy, and the person has to realize that it's now, right now, that I have the opportunity to escape the sitrachra. Ki ula yishkach gam ezois, because chas v'shalom, if I wait, if I procrastinate, who knows, maybe I'll even forget this. Ukama shekosav admor, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 206, Al posik to'isi kese oived, That David HaMelech says, I've wandered away, I've drifted away from you like a sheep that gets lost from its flock. And I beg Hashem, Hashem, reach out to me, seek me out, because I haven't yet forgotten your mitzvahs completely. Ayin Sham, look over there, how Rabbein Azal elaborates on this pasuk. And if a person realizes this and they think about this, this is what will help them be inspired to do tshuva on any level, even if they can only do a little bit, even if their tshuva is in the form of a korban oni. All of this corresponds to the concept of mincha, which is towards the end of the day, when the day is leaving. As David HaMelech says, I feel myself traveling in this world like the day that's leaving. Now, this is what inspires a person that wake up while there's still time. And this is why that pasuk that we just quoted is right near where David HaMelech refers to himself as an oni ve'evyoin, and that his heart is void inside of him. Because in order for a person to do tshuva, the person has to feel that they're poor, in good deeds, that they're poor in true seichel. And by the person taking those feelings and constricting them and putting them into a form, into a shape and form, as we mentioned on the pasuk, v'li b'chol b'kirbi, making space for the creation to take place. U'memaher lochus al nafshoy, and the person moves to have rachmonos on themselves. V'bechinas yosis kegibor loru tzoyrach, the person gathers up their strength to run, to make up for the lost time that they realize that they've had. K'may Shemavur Hashem, as Rabbein Azal explains there in the Kutim Ran, B'terem Yifnayoyim, before the day really closes, Ada Shaloi Techshach HaShemesh Kanal, before it becomes completely dark, Shezeh Bechinas Ketzel Kinetoy Soy Nehelochti Kanal, this is all the aspect of Mincha time, when the day is leaving. V'alkei Nismachu Zelozeh, this is why these two psukim are right next to each other. The pasuk about Oni V'Evyoin, and the pasuk about Kitzel Kintoysoin Elochti. Paragraph Mem Dalet. V'ayin Gam B'Medrash Rabba. Take a look in the Medrash Rabba also in Parshas Tzav. Shemaflik Sham Gamkein B'Malas Korban Mincha. Where the Medrash there also elaborates about the incredible significance of the Korban Mincha. V'zeh L'shoinoi, this is the wording of the Medrash there. V'loyoid, not only what we've said till now, Elo shekol ha-korbonois einom boim chetzium, all other korbonois are never halved, they're never split in two. V'zu bo chetzio, whereas the korban mincha, we're able even to split in half. Machtzisa baboikir, machtzisa b'erev, as the pasuk says by the Korban Tomid, that the mincha is split. Half is offered in the morning with the Tomid Shel Shachar, and the other half is offered in the afternoon with the Tomid Shel Ben Arbaim. V'loyoid, and not only that, elo kol mi shemakriv oiso, male olav hakosev, kilu hu makriv mi soif ha'olam vad soifoi. But the Medrash says, any person who brings a mincha, Hashem gives them credit, as if they brought a sacrifice that reaches from one end of the world to the other. It spans mamish the entire world. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Malachi, ki mi mizrach shemesh ad mevoyoi, the pasuk says, from when the sun rises in the east until it sets in the west, v'seifa dekro, and the end of that pasuk is, u'mincha tohira, referring to the mincha, that the mincha is something that spans mamish one end of the world to the other. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Medrash. Hainu, ki b'chinas korban oni shehi ikra tshuva kanal, hu noike v'yoyreid ada tohoim. Because this mincha, this korban of a poor person who comes before Hashem with humbleness, this mincha reaches all the way down to the lowest depths. Umagia mi soifoilam vad soifoi, and it spans from one end of the world to the other. Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mavoye, from where the sun rises to where the sun sets. Rav Nosson Zal is emphasizing how much this minimal effort on the part of a person who's feeling small, how special that is and how great it is. Ki kol odom sheboilam, b'chol darga, b'chol mokim shehu, afilu horechoike moid moid, gam l'shom magia hatikun voetzan al shel b'chinas korbanoni. Because Rav Nosson Zal says every single person in the world, no matter what level they're on, no matter where they're at, even those people that are the furthest away from Hashem, the tikkun of this korban oni that we're speaking about is able to reach there. Shehu bechinas, this is what the pasuk says, what the Gemara says, echod hamarbe ve'echod hamamit. Whether a person gives a lot, or even if a person's only to give a little bit, Shebeize bechinas hisloiros kolshu b'chol nekuda kuda toivo yecholin loshuv l'Hashem isborach. With any minimal inspiration, with any tiny drop of good that a person shows, the person is able to return to Hashem. Rak, there's only one important precondition, and that is sheyevatel gavosoi, that the person should be able to do away with their arrogance. V'yargish shiflusoy bemes, and the person should really feel sincerely humble. V'yargil atzmoy lehispalel ulefarish sichos elefonav yizborach bebchinas tefila lo nikiatoy v'lefni Hashem yishboy sichoy. And the person should get into the habit of pouring out their heart to Hashem in this form, this tefila loni, who wraps himself with Hashem and presents his whole case before Hashem. K'moy hashoyfech mayim, like a person who's pouring water. Even if it appears to the person that their words are not really full of intelligence, and they're not really with the proper kavona, afal pikein, es kol Hashem levovoi, yishpoich lefonav yizborach bebchinas shivchi kamayim libech necho pnei Hashem. Despite everything, whatever he has in his heart, to spill it out before Hashem, to pour out his guts, his innermost feelings to Hashem. V'ze yokor mo'oid b'nei Hashem yisborach. This is very precious to Hashem. V'ideze yizke loshuv uleskar v'le yisborach. And through this, the person will surely complete the tshuva process and come close to Hashem. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ve'el eloikeinu kiyar b'lesloyach. That Hashem has a multitude of forgiveness. Hashem wants very much to forgive the person. And this is included in the words of the Medrash that we quoted earlier, where the Medrash says, that all other sacrifices besides mincha have to be brought in their complete form, whereas the mincha is even brought in halves. Hainu, shafilu gam me'at hatfilo ho'aniyo v'adala. Even a little bit of tefila that's in a very impoverished state. Bechinas mincha soni, asiris o'efo, shebo bedale dalus, like the korban mincha brought by a poor man in the Beis Hamikdash, which was brought when a person was in a very impoverished state. Gam me'at hatfilo hadala zois, eino bo b'shleimus. We're saying that even the mincha, the tefila of the oni, even that's not a complete item, but it's even half of that. Shebevadei ki ma'ureves b'machshavos mekolkolos harbei, because it has in it all kinds of bad thoughts also that are mixed into this minimal tefila that this person is presenting in his impoverished state. Shebevadei eino ru'uya lalos, where on one hand, such a tefila really isn't worthy of being brought before Hashem. Afal pikein, zehu hamayla shel b'chinas tefila lo nikanal, shehibo chetzia. Despite that, the Torah shows us that this is one of the special properties of this mincha, this tefila v'yoni, ki eich shehi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachem u'mekabla, that no matter how weak it is, no matter how small it is, even if it's only a piece, it's not even a whole, Hashem has rachmonus and Hashem accepts it. Me'achar shemargish aniyusoi, because of the fact that the person feels and realizes how poor they are, umisgaber lehispalel v'lasuach, Eich sheyochel mituch merirus the merirus san yusef edalusoi. And despite feeling so low, the person pushes themselves, they motivate themselves to speak to Hashem no matter how, no matter where it's coming from all kinds of bitterness and everything. That's something that Hashem considers very precious, and Hashem is very receptive to accept it. And this is why the Medrash concludes there by saying, "V'lo yoid elo kol mi shemakrev oisa malalov hakosev kilu makrev mi soif oilam vat soifoi." Not only that, but any person who offers this korban mincha, Hashem considers it as if the person brought a sacrifice that spans from one end of the world to the other. Ki bechol ze gilu lanu chachamenu zal shedaiko tefila v'sicho aniyah v'dalo kazois magas ad ein keitz misoifel vat soifoi. The chachamim were teaching us and showing us that it's this specific kind of tefila, this poor tefila, this poor man's tefila, this is the one that spans from one end of the world to the other. Me'achar shemischazek migrius vanius adas koze litzikul eschanadain lashlefin Hashem isborach. Because of the fact that this person who's feeling so low and so down and so lacking in seichel and lacking in kavona, and despite that, they don't quit, they don't give up, but rather the person pushes themselves to offer whatever they can to Hashem. Kize yokor ma'oi deitz Hashem isborach. That's very special to Hashem. V'hu soid she'i'efsher lahasig ad heichon rachmov magim. And this is a secret which ordinary people can't conceive. How far-reaching is the rachmonus of Hashem? Kol zman she'enoi misyai shatzmoi mehatzo'oku tefila. As long as the person doesn't quit crying out to Hashem and davening to Hashem. As Rabbeinu Zal revealed in a special sicha which we quoted a few pages earlier. Interesting to note, related to this, there's a pasuk, I believe in Shir HaShirim, where it says, "V'digloi olai ahava." Hashem says that their symbol is very beloved to me. So the Gemara says, "Al tikri v'digloi ela v'liglugoi." The word digloi means a flag or a symbol. The word liglug means stuttering. And the Gemara says that even a Jew who can't speak properly at all, he stutters, you know, he can't get the words out normally at all, Hashem says, that's very beloved to me, that's precious to me. And Rabbeinu Zal compares it to a child. When a person has a small child, it's 1 year old or a half year old, and the child is first learning how to say words, and the child says, "Bet met," and a neighbor comes in, and the parent says, the mother says, guess what? My son started talking today. Listen. And the child says, "Bet," and the parent says, "You know what he just said? He just said the word multi-level programming." Neighbor says, what are you talking about? He said, "Bet." Yeah, but I know that's what he means. He said, because he's copying me, because I said, "Bet." And the neighbor looks at this and smiles. To the parent, a parent who's really, really close to the child, every slight movement to the child is a tremendous nachas, and the parent makes a big deal over it, and the parent understands it. If the child says one syllable, the parent knows how to complete the world. So too, we refer to Hashem, to the goyim, to the nations of the world, Hashem is melech. There's a posuk, "Ki melech al kol goyim elekim." To them, Hashem is melech. To us, to Klal Yisrael, we always precede that title melech with something else. Hashem is Ovinu Malkeinu. Hashem is our father, our king. And as such, the Mefarshim point out, melech shemochal al kvoidoi ein kvoidoi mochal. A melech can't forego his kavod. If someone insults the king or does something rebellious against the king must punish. Av shemochal al kvoidoi, a parent has the right to forego and forgive for their kavod. And this is why when Yidden, especially on a fast day, during Slichas, etc., when we say Avinu Malkeinu, we're emphasizing Avinu Malkeinu, that to us, you're not like to the other nations. To the other nations, you're king only. To us, you're our father, our king. And as a father, daddy knows every syllable that I say, every slight infraction, you know, and gets tremendous nachas from it. paragraph Memhei, V'chol zehu bechinas sfira. And all of this is tied into the mitzvah of sfira soimer, shetzrichen lispor kol yoim v'yoim lo'oimer. As we said before, that we count these days, but we don't just count them. We count them, and we connect the counting to the oimer, to that minchas oimer so'irim that was brought. That mincha offering of barley. That's our preparation for receiving the Torah on Shavuos. This is the concept of tshuva that we spoke about earlier. Because the main tikkun of sfira that takes place throughout those 49 days is tied into what we said before. We have to count each one of these 49 days to the Omer. Shehi minchas oni vedal bedale hadalus. This Omer was a korban mincha that was brought in the most impoverished way, in a sense, from the poorest, from the lowest, coming from the lowest level. Shai deze sheYisrael hayu mevi'in minchas haOmer so'irim beveis hamikdash. Through the fact that the Jews brought this minchas oimer so'irim, this small measure of barley, which was processed by the kohanim, ayideze tiknu klal hatzimtzumim shel kol Yisrael, ba'oifen shekol echad v'yechad Yisrael, mi sheyirtze lochas al atzmei lo shvila Hashem Yisborach, yuchal lo shva yidei kol nekuda nekuda toivo b'chol yom v'yom kol yom echayiv. By them doing this procedure, they prepare an opening for each and every single Jew to be misaking all the tzimtzumim. Any Jew that has rachmanis on himself and wants to do tshuva should be able to return to Hashem through every tiny drop of good that they do every single day. Shezeh bechinas korbanoni, bechinas minchasoyrim. This is the symbol of the korban of the poor person who brings this his little bit of good, especially this minch of barley. This is why we count each one of these days to when we brought the Oimer. We explained earlier in this halacha that each and every single day of a Jew's life, the person has to be masaking the tzimtzum of that particular day, corresponding to the creation that's taking place on that day. This is the concept of the three tefillos that a Jew davens every day. Shachris mincha ma'ariv. Ki ikar tikkun tzimtzumim hu'al yedei hadiburim shel tefila kanal. Because the main way that a Jew is involved in being masaking these tzimtzumim is through their words of tefila. Every word is a vessel, it's a keli, it's a tzimtzum. This is tied into a pasuk that we quoted many pages earlier, where the pasuk says, "Mi im zois oile min amidbor." Mi represents the upper shechina. Mi is 50, which refers to the 50 levels of bina. Zois is the nickname of the malchus, the lower shechina. Both of these oile go up min hamidbar, from the medaber, from the diburim. Through our diburim, that's what elevates the upper bias and lower bias, as we discussed much earlier. Shalzeh dorshu b'zoyer HaKadosh Amuvaleil, mi im zois oile. It's on this pasuk that the Zoyer HaKadosh explains what we spoke earlier. V'ikar hu aliyah hi min amidbar, and the main aliyahs of the Shechina is brought about through medaber, by speaking. Hainu al yedei hadibur kimavur b'zoyer HaKadosh, as the Zoyer HaKadosh says in the introduction on Daf Yud Aleph, sheposach Rabbi Elozar v'yomar, Rabbi Elozar the son of Rabbi Shimon said, mi zois oile min amidbar kemoda at omar. Umidborech nove, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, your umidborech, your midbor is beautiful. Your words, bahahu mila de puma, through the words of the mouth of a Jew, he salkas v'olas bengat feidima, the shechina, the lower shechina, the malchus, the lower spirit of Hashem, rises up among the, and it comes among the wings of its mother, the upper Shechina Bina. Ulebosar, b'dibura, hi nachsas v'sharya al reishai yodam kadisha. And then, when there's more words, then the Shechina is able to go back down again and rest on the heads of Klal Yisrael, kavyochel. And this is a very, very critical point. There are many people that one of the things they love about Breslov, or they've heard about Breslov, is that Rabbein Zal speaks about hispoidedus. And they translate the word hispoidedus to mean meditation. Now, the word meditation is a relatively broad term. There are different interpretations of that. And some people refer to meditation as something that's being done in the mind, in the heart. Rabbein Zal's version of hispoidedus puts tremendous emphasis on the speech, speaking the words. You must speak. There is a step before speaking. Before speaking, you have to think of what you want to say. And as we mentioned earlier, the concept of chashmal, itim choshois, itim amalolois, that there is a concept of hisboinenus, lehidbonen, which means to think deeply, to have a yishuv adas, to review my day, to review where I'm at in life, to think over what I'm doing. But again, that's an introductory step to opening my mouth and spilling out, pouring out my heart verbally. The most important part, the shlemus, is when the person takes those thoughts and puts them into words. That's critical. It's extremely, extremely important that 98% of Breslov Hasidus is the mouth, the words. Rabbein Zal once said in Yiddish, "Mach mit der Lippen," keep your lips moving at all time. Diburim of Torah, again, when a person learns Torah, not with their eyes, with their mouth, making sure to mouth the words. That's extremely critical. The pasuk says, "Ki chayim heim lemoitzayim." The Torah gives life to those who give it forth, lemoitzayim. And the Gemara says, "Lemoitzayim bepeh," to those who speak the words of Torah with their mouths. And especially when it comes to tefillah, we say, Hashem sfosai tiftoch, Hashem open my lips, that my lips should be able to speak the words. This is extremely important. And here, Rav Nosson Zal quoted from the Zohar HaKodesh, where the Zohar HaKodesh says, "Umidborechno v'yodiburim," that this is the most powerful weapon that a Jew has. The koyach of the sitra achra is the cherev, the sword, the hands, hayodayim yedei esav, and hakoil koil yaakov. The power of the Jew is his voice, his mouth. Those diburim, that's the main, the Rabbein Zal says, the ikar klei zayin of a Jew, the main weapons of a Jew is diburim of tefillah, the words of tefillah. And this is why a person has to verbalize the counting of the sphere that they do every day. To be able to draw the tikkun atzimtzum that's required today via the comprehensive tikkun, which was accomplished by the mincha soimer that the Jews brought in the desert. By saying those words, Hayom Yom Echod Lo Oimer, I'm plugging my count into the Korban Oimer that was brought thousands of years ago. Ki Iker Tikkunat Tzimtzum Shel Kol Yom Vayoyim Hayidei Bechinas Korban Oni Shibechinas Minchas Oimer Shayidei Zeh Yochel Kol Echod Leskarav Lashem Yisborach Mikol Mokim Shehu Bechol Yom Vayoyim. Because the main tikkun of each day, of the tzimtzum of each day, is through this korban honi, which is the mincha soimer. That's what enables every single person to come close to Hashem, no matter where they're at. Sheitzamtzem moichoi v'daitoi, for the person to be able to constrict their mind and their intelligence, bo'ifen sheyoer boi hisnoitetzu selukuse yisborach, in a manner to ready my mind, to open up my mind, to be able to receive Hashem's light. Shehu b'chinas oir ein soif, which is that infinite light, b'hadroga b'mido, in a measured way. V'yizgaber b'chol koichoy al machshav yisroes, and for the person to put in every effort they can to avoid dwelling on bad thoughts, negative thoughts, ad sheyavoy des Hashem yisborach b'hadroga b'mido ma'isim toivim, and thereby be able to advance to the point where a person is serving Hashem with actions, with mitzvos and ma'isim toivim, good deeds, ad sheyigalam alchus yisborach, till the person is zeicher to reveal and to broadcast the authority of Hashem, the kingdom of Hashem. Shezeh b'chinas klal kavonas ha-sfira, this basically summarizes the kavonas of Sfira Soimer as the Arizal presents it. Shehu l'sakein b'chinas malchus. The whole process of Sfira Soimer is especially leading up to the Tikkun HaMalchus. We start off with Chesed, Shebechesed, and then we go to Gvura Shebechesed, and we build and build until we come to the 49th day, which is Malchus Shebemalchus. Kemuvan Bekavonus, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal, Kemoy Shemavur B'mokom Acher, and as Rav Nosson Zal elaborates on this in other places in the Kutei Halachos. Paragraph Memvov, Vizeh Bechinas Oitzem Noiroes Kedushas Mincha Shel Shabbos. And with this, we could understand the awesome greatness of the Mincha of Shabbos. Sheoz Nistalek Moshe. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. Kemoshe Isa Bezoyer HaKodesh Ubiksovim Goydel Hizgalus Elakuz Beshata Detzloise De Mincha De Shabbata. As is discussed in the Zoyer HaKodesh and in the writings of the Arizal, the incredible revelation of spiritualness, of the greatness of Hashem that's revealed on Shabbos at Mincha time. Ki ikar kol atikunim anal shem tikun kol olamos ikoram hu al yedei kedusha Shabbos kodesh. Because the completion and the success of all the tikunim that we spoke about till now, which is the tikun of all the worlds, comes about especially through the kedusha of Shabbos. Shehu b'chinas oyraiso datikos timo. Shabbos represents the highest, deepest level of Torah. Kimavura b'Torah anal, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions in chapter 49 in Likutei Moran, that this halacha is based on. Umishom ikar koyach hatshuva, and that's where we get the main strength and the main ability to do tshuva. B'chinas, as the pasuk says in the Torah, v'shavto ad Hashem aleikecho, you will return to Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal tells us, k'mo yishem avorsham, that the word shavto is the letters Shabbos. That Shabbos is the yisoid of tshuva. Shabbos is what gives a person the ability to really do tshuva. Because as we discussed earlier, all the mistakes and all the problems and everything comes about through the defectiveness of the tzimtzum. The fact that a Jew is not zoicha to be mitzamtzim, the light of Hashem, properly. And even when a Jew does initiate the process of tzimtzum, he's not careful enough to be watching out for the dangers that are associated with the tzimtzum. Shemehem achizas hayitzrim roim, which are where the Yetzirah has grabs hold. Shehem machshavos roim, which are especially the negative thoughts and the wrong type of thoughts. Shezeh b'chinas chet Odom Rishon kanal. This ties into the pigam of Odom Rishon. V'ikra, which we mentioned earlier, which was pigam in machshava. V'ikra tikun hu Shabbos. And we know that the main tikun of the pigam of Odom Rishon was from Shabbos. Ki Shabbos ogin al Odom Rishon. Kemoshom razal. Because the Zohar Kodesh says Shabbos is what protected Odom Rishon from falling out completely. Chas v'shalom. Umuva bedvorav, and as Rabbeinu Zal shows in Sipurei Maaseis, towards the end of the story of the prince and the pauper, the ben melech ben shivcha shenischalfu, ki Shabbos hu bechinas oylam haba, sheikra tikunios, because Shabbos is an aspect, a taste of oylam haba, which is when the main tikun will be finalized. Ki b'Shabbos hu shvisa v'naicha. Shabbos is the concept of rest, peacefulness. Shiloi hoyoz shum brias oilomois, shehem amidois. On Shabbos, we know there was no creation of the worlds taking place, which is, we know that the worlds correspond to the midois of Hashem, kavyochum. Ki oz ubechinas hatachlis shel kol abria, because Shabbos is the goal, the final goal, the completion of the entire creation. Bechinas tachlis maase shamayi oretz, as we say. V'hatachlis shel kol abria kula, who is galus malchus yisborach, shetzimtzim atzmoi. And as we said earlier, the tachlis of all of creation is the revelation of Hashem's kingdom. which came about by Hashem being Metzamsem himself, at Shebora Kol Olamos, where he created all the worlds, v'hakol b'shvil agalos malchusoi, and the purpose of it all was to reveal and to broadcast Hashem's malchus. So the 6 days of the week represent the building of the worlds, the building of the midos. On Shabbos is when all of it comes to completion and the malchus of Hashem is revealed. We know that malchus sometimes is not referred to as a midah. It's a klolius, it's a composite, it receives from all the midos above it. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesoid are called midos, 6 midos. I'm sorry, even Yesoid is not really, there are basically five midos. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, and Hod. Yesoid is referred to as a klolius, a composite, a pipe into which those 5 flow into, and Malchus is called many times Klolius the Klolius. It's a composite of the composite like. Shezeh kol tachlis shel abriya. This is the essence of the whole creation.